25 to 28, it says, she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction that is on her tongue. Her children arise, and they call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. And charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is one to be praised. When we hear the word mother, our minds often go to a classical definition, a woman who bears and raises children. But I would contend today to less that we consider, while that's true, it might be incomplete. You see, a mother is not merely defined by biology or even tradition, but by her heart, her faith, her sacrifice, and her strength. She may have children, or she may be a mother to those through mentoring, loving, and nurturing in Christ. What makes her a mother isn't just that she gave birth, it's that she gives life. When we explore the biblical portrait of what it truly means to be a mother, we find it is not just in what she does, but in who she is. God himself uses maternal imagery to describe his love. You see, mothers are a reflection of God's character. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13, it says, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. In Isaiah 49, verse 15, it says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast? Though she may, I will not forget you. Mothers often embody the nurturing, comforting, compassion aspects of God. They reflect his tenderness and his fierce love, both gentle and strong. Their embrace, like God's, is a safe place. But mothers also reflect strength. Think of Proverbs 31, verse 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. Her strength isn't loud. It's in her quiet endurance, her midnight prayers, her willingness to carry the emotional and spiritual burdens of her home. You know, mothers are spiritual warriors. Motherhood, as it turns out, is not a passive event. It's a spiritual battleground. 1 Samuel 1, verse 27. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted me what I asked of him. Hannah was a praying mother. She fought in the spiritual realm long before her son Samuel became a prophet. And she reminds us of one of the most powerful things a mother can do for us is to intercede. How many lives have been saved by the persistent prayers of a mother? How many destinies shaped by a mother's spiritual guidance? James chapter 5, verse 16 says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. And never underestimate the prayers of a mother. She doesn't just raise children. She raises warriors, disciples, and servants of God. Mothers are teachers and builders of legacy. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn away from it. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, Paul writes, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. Faith often enters family through a mother. She teaches not only words, but values. Her influence is like a spiritual blueprint. Godly mothers build a legacy, not of wealth or status, but of faithfulness, character, and devotion to God. Mothers are more than just biology. Some of the most impactful mothers in the Bible were not biological. Deborah was called a mother of Israel in Judges chapter 5, verse 7. And it was not because of her childbirth, but because of her leadership and influence. Naomi, though her sons died, she mothered Ruth and led her into God's covenant. Mary, beyond Jesus' mother, she became a mother to John and to the early church. Motherhood is a calling, not just a condition. Many women mother through mentorship, through discipleship, through spiritual support, foster care, adoption, or simply by loving someone deeply. If you're a mother who has spoken life, prayed, led, or loved someone as your own, you are a mother in the kingdom. And mothers deserve honor. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother. Proverbs 31, verse 28. Her children arise and call her blessed. To honor a mother is not just an opportunity to recognize her with flowers once a year. It means valuing her wisdom, respecting her role, and caring for her needs. Jesus honored his mother even as he hung on a cross in John 19, verses 26 and 27. Let's be the people who bless the women around us who have shaped us. Shall we pray? Our lovingly Almighty Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, lifting up the precious gift of our mothers. We thank you for the women who have nurtured us, who have taught us, who have prayed for us, and have loved us with a love that reflects your own. Lord, bless every mother, those who are raising children now, and those who have grown children and still carry them in prayer, those who have lost children and carry that quiet grief, those who long to be mothers and wait in hope. Grant them strength for each day, wisdom for every decision, and grace in moments of weariness. Fill them with joy that comes not just from the fruit of their labor, but from your presence in their lives. May the many mothers among us feel honored, encouraged, and deeply loved. May they see that their faith and their sacrifices and their love are not in vain. Let their children rise up and call them blessed. For spiritual mothers, mentors, and women who have mothered through love and kindness, bless them as well. May their influence ripple through generations. Lord, wrap your arms around every mother today. Refresh her spirit and renew her purpose. And remind her that she is seen, that she is known, and that she is cherished, not only by us, but by you. We thank you, God, for the blessing of mothers, and we ask your richest blessing on them all. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.